Beloved brethren in the ministry, dear friends, may God bless you in a very, very special way. We look back to a weekend of special meetings. Again, people were gathered from many, many nations, from all over Europe, from Pakistan, from the Far East, from African countries. The main thing, of course, is that the Lord is with us, that He does speak to us by His precious and holy word, and that our ears and hearts are open to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. We touched on a number of subjects, and especially we read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Our translation says, I shall watch over my word to perform it. Maybe it's a little more the English of our time. Beloved brothers and sisters, God made promises to Israel. He made promises to the New Testament church, and He watches over His people. He watches over His word, and whenever we take His word into our hearts and believe it, He watches over us to perform, to do what He promised. Jeremiah was a prophet ordained for the nations from his mother's womb. That's what we read in verse 4, 5, and 6. And then, of course, in verse 9, we read, Then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth. Beloved, a man called by God has a responsibility, but he also has various experiences of the supernatural. There is not a single man of God that was called without supernatural experiences. We take the Apostle Paul, and we take the prophets of the Old Testament, and then, of course, our beloved Brother Branham. It has to be said, yes, it must be proclaimed to all the earth, the main promise connected to the return of Christ, promised in John chapter 14, is in Malachi chapter 4, that God would send a prophet, Elijah, just before the great and dreadful day would be. Beloved, that is history. And if the Lord would be here today visibly, He would say, like it did in Matthew chapter 11, Whom did you go out to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Did you go to see a man dressed in kingly raiment? No, beloved, a prophet, and more than a prophet. All the prophets had spoken about the coming of the Lord, but John the Baptist had the privilege to introduce the Lord, pointing to Him, saying, This is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Now, to clarify this, many take it literally to the ministry of Brother Branham, and they say the Lord had to return during Brother Branham's lifetime in ministry. Beloved, this you cannot do with the Word of God. You have to watch it very carefully, and especially if it comes to prophetic scripture, we have to watch it. The scripture says, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. But the scripture does not say that this prophet would be the one to introduce the coming of Christ, to speak about the coming of Christ, to have the message of calling out, the message of restoration. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. But it never says, behold, the bridegroom is here. We have to make a distinction between the first coming and the second coming. We cannot go into detail about this subject, but many brothers within the end time message say, as John the Baptist was on earth when Christ was here, so William Branham had to be on earth while Christ came back again. And that is one of the biggest lies existing within the end time message. We're still waiting 40 years after Brother Branham was taken to glory. We are still waiting for the coming of the Lord, because when he comes, I go. And when he comes, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are living with Christ shall be changed. Beloved, I have to teach the Word of God correctly under divine inspiration. I don't need your money. I don't need your favor. I just need to be truthful to the call I received. When the Lord called me on April 2nd, besides the other things, he said, the first command was, I will send you from city to city, from country to country, to preach my word. And therefore, I have to preach this word of God. Whatever comes or goes, the word of God remains forever. Beloved, one more thought. I had great meetings in different countries, again in Africa, and then in Eastern European countries. What actually hurt me very much was in two churches. One was a Pentecostal church. One was a Baptist church. And in the Pentecostal church, the Lord's Supper, so-called, was being served with the wafers poured into one tray, and then also the tray with many, many single glasses. And then the gentlemen, the Pentecostal men, even prayed in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I just had a hard time to keep breathing because I was just absolutely flabbergasted. It was just tremendous for me to see a Pentecostal man who claims to have kissed the cup of God's blessings and then calling something the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread, which was nothing about breaking of bread or the Lord's Supper. It was a mockery. And then he even in a private conversation said, Brother Frank, we believe you to be a man of God. Just share with us the prophetic scripture, but don't touch our doctrines. And the Baptist man, after a meeting, said, what was preached was the word of God, but we stay with our Baptist teaching. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, is God going to move with all the Christian denominations, or will all of God's people have to come out from all Christian denominations and follow the Lord Jesus Christ according to his word? May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. Please write us. We do have information. We have literature in the English language and other languages available dealing with the main topics of the Holy Scriptures, especially of end-time prophecies coming to fulfillment with Israel and with the nations. May the God of heaven bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.